Hello and welcome to Amanda Brown's CEP 800 podcast recording. I've chosen to interview Taylor Smith. Taylor will be a junior at the University of Illinois this upcoming fall, and today she will be sharing her thoughts on learning and thinking. Taylor, please explain in your own words, how do people learn?
People learn through repetition. When they see new information, they usually try to intake the information through repetition and memorization.
Explain the difference in how adults learn best versus how kids learn best.
Adults learn best, I think it's easier for them to read and to understand information, whereas kids usually have to do something that's usually more physical or visual, because I think physical activity and or visual things are a better representation of what they see every day, where adults have been able to just process things with words because that's what they use every day.
Explain how females learn differently than males.
I think females process information differently. We usually think things through a little bit more, where I think males are considered more spontaneous, and often their intake of information would be more, it could be more visual or physical or something that is easier for them to memorize rather than like a female who can process it and think about it and make a different type of connection with the information.
Explain how people from different areas of the world and or different ethnicities learn differently and why.
People of different ethnicities and who are from different places around the world would learn differently because they're going to use the information differently in their cultures, and they also would relate the information to different aspects of their cultures. And I think that if they can find something in their culture to make a connection with, then it'll be easier for them to learn.
Do you feel you have a good understanding as to how you learn best?
I think I have a pretty good understanding of how I learn because I've been in school and gone on to college. I've been forced to figure out how I learn best. As I've studied, I've learned that I do things better physically or visually, and it also has a lot to do with growing up and being involved in different activities. I use those types of things, like dancing when I was dancing, to help me learn things now and connect things with movement.
What do you think teachers could or should do to help promote optimal or the best learning and or thinking environments for all students?
Teachers should definitely incorporate several different learning techniques, if it's visual, if it's physical, if it's words. Anything that would incorporate all of the senses, of the five senses, so that all the students can pick up on the information in different ways, and maybe just learning it in different ways would add to the repetition of learning the information and help them to understand it and to remember.
What else might teachers think or consider when helping students learn that have a learning disability, whether that be mental, physical, emotional?
I think teachers need to remember patience. As long as they're patient with the student and remember that they're going to take a little bit more time to understand the information and to not give up on them, because if the teacher doesn't give up, then the student won't, and I think that it'll be better for them to learn.
Thank you, Taylor, for sharing with us your thoughts on learning and thinking.